Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Still broadcasting a fantastic mono sound at AM 1570 into the new year. And a happy new year to you. We're getting ready for all sorts of things. But I tell you what, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and I had one crab cake and a little crab imperial during the holidays off of the crab cake tour. So I don't just eat crab cakes on the crab cake tour, but I will be next week at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog in White Marsh, moving from Highland Town. First visit, we had a little snafu back in the summer, but we've rescheduled. I'll have some holiday cash drops left over from Roz to give away. Also our friends at Goodwill and Wind Donation. That is next Thursday in White Marsh. John Martin joins us now. It is our first visit of the new year. John, I want you to know that a bit right before this, my wife had some leftover panettone from Wise Markets, and she put it in front of me. I'm chewing, I'm drinking some coffee from Rofo and having it, you know, doing my thing here. And I said to her, I got John on today. She's like, Did we win the jackpot? I'm like, I already checked. I know the jackpot rolled. So I had to break the bad news to her before I got to get my app out and all that. But like this jackpot thing's starting to get crazy again. It doesn't take long.
Happy New Year to you and Jen, Nestor. And it does not take long at all. Matter of fact, last night, although breaking news, we did have $1 million Mega Millions winner last night in Harford County in the sleepy little burg of Whitehall at the Highs store.
So you know this right away, right? Like literally you get the information right away.
It's my job, Nestor. It's what I do.
I love that. That's cool.
So, but I tell you what, so if someone's listening to the show and saying, hey, I went to Highs, then lucky numbers are 25, 29, 33, 41, 44, Mega Ball 18. And if you have those numbers, you are a $1 million winner. You also should have played the megaplier, because with a multiplier of 4, that $1 million prize could have been $4 million.
But you know, they didn't play it. The winner
did not play it. They did not play. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people, you know, they're so caught up in the big numbers that they miss the, you know, for an extra buck, they can multiply their winnings. And in this case, you kind of left $3 million on the table.
This is why we have these segments with you. So you educate people and let them know when they win that, you know, they need to go all in when they win.
Well, you know, it play responsibly, first of all. But boy, somebody said
it's a buck. It was a dollar.
It's a buck.
It was a buck.
But the big bucks are 940. As we're doing this right now, it's $940 million for the next drawing, which will be Friday. And don't forget Sleepy Little Powerball, which is up to $291 million. We'll have well over $1 billion of jackpots in play in the days ahead.
So well, last please. Couple of weeks, I've made you a little uncomfortable because it was still last year. It was December. And I get out ahead of things, right? I mean, Carol would keep me up to date and I would know what's going on. You even winked at me last year and said, we're doing a 50th anniversary. And I was bringing it up a couple times last year and you were like, No, not ready. Can we talk about it now? Are we ready to finally?
Not only can we talk about it, let's do some of that magic that I know you can do. And how's this? With this, a finely honed show is not rehearsed. We're going off the reservation here.
Go ahead.
Can you bring up mdlottery.com?
I can. I can bring up mdlottery.com. Give me one moment, and I will have mdlottery.com ready.
I'll try to fill the time. How about that?
No, we don't have to. Listen, I've seen all the commercials. I'm singing along. I'm seeing winners. It's got people in it. I've seen all this.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I hear we had $1 million winner.
Sold in Whitehall at the Highs.
Wow. So
I know that person.
Coming up, hopefully, on our next run here. Hang on. Not this one. Oh, those lovely, lovely ladies from Phoenix split
The Power ball. Four, $50,000. Yes. There they are.
Okay. Learn more.
I want to learn more.
There
for 50
go.
Years, it's been fun and games around here. Thanks for playing. My favorite part of coming and visiting you is seeing all 50 years of the promotions on the wall and all the old logos. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hoot. But if your listeners and viewers want to play along for the next several months, just refresh this page and you'll be able. You're doing well there. Keep scrolling.
Fun facts: where the money goes, historical photos, 50th anniversary perspectives. We're celebrating with exciting prizes and promotions. Look, you got the wishbone. The wishbone's back.
Well, it'll be back in February. So our instant scratch off in February, but. You know, we've got lots of new prizes, new games, new promotions coming
up. Fast Play's back, of course. It's baseball season soon, right?
Yep.
Oh, look at the old logo. The old black and white wishbone. That was my favorite lottery logo. It reminds me of my childhood.
Coming in March, you'll have the chance to purchase scratch-offs with all logos on there. So we'll have lots of fun. And then we've got some things that maybe you'll see on the radio waves. So again, the takeaway from all this is a big thank you to our players, to our retailer partners, to our vendor partners, all the people who care to play along with us. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So John Martin is here. It is sports wagering season as we get into these playoff games and all that stuff. But I want to stay on the lottery side of scratch offs and New Year and this 50th anniversary celebration you're going through. Years in sort of the making to do this. Are there how many lotteries have made it 50 years? You guys are like the sixth or seventh lottery ever, right?
I think we're the eighth lottery. So, theoretically, and there are some people who are, they just celebrated obviously last year in 22 was their 50th year, Pennsylvania. This is the evolution of lotteries. It was very much a migratory path. I mean, Lewis and Clark should have been lottery people, because as they migrate, you notice that little historical reference there.
I got that. I get it.
Yes. So 1973. So this is our 50th year now, but Ohio will be 74. So, I mean, as you keep going along west, you're almost adding another lottery too. So this would be the eighth lottery that has celebrated 50 years or more.
See, what's cool about this is you're from Ohio. I've been here the whole time, right? I'm 54. Lottery's been going since 73. I was 4 years old. All of the logos and all of the history and all of that, they're such anchors. And that would be the case here for old Natty Bow signs, sure. And whatever that's older, that's gone away, that comes back again. I've had the Hammerjacks people. Nobody's seen that sign in 25 years. But if you've seen that big yellow Hammerjack, you remember it. I think 50 years of doing this, there is a heritage here that you've inherited as a relatively newish director of the Maryland Lottery that I think you've had a rich well to sort of reach from. As you walk around your own building, you see the history of your agency, literally.
You know what? And I'll share with you a timely story that will be boring to everyone else. Hopefully you won't be bored. But this morning I was taking out the garbage. It was garbage day at the Martin household. So, don't think that there's no job too menial that my wife won't say, take out the garbage on your way out the door. So I'm leaving the condo, and a woman gets on with her little dog because it's time for the dog to take its little walk. And not a woman I've seen in the building, but I know she's a resident. And she smiles and smile back. And she says, so going to work? I said, yeah. She said, where do you work? I said, I work downtown. I don't get into it. And she said, who do you work for? I said, I work for the state. And she said, well, I used to work for the state. Really? And she tells me the agency. I said, now that she's opened up, I work for the lottery. I used to work for the lottery. And so instantly, this random meeting, this woman worked, 25 years ago at the Maryland Lottery. So, there is a heritage, and I respect that. And there are a lot of people, whether they were players, employees, vendor partners, the Maryland Lottery means something to a lot of people here in the state of Maryland. And we are stewards of that legacy. And my hope is that we just don't screw it up on my watch, and that we're able to hand it off to the next generation of leaders.
Well, there's also some news we've talked about, and I feel like I need to bring this up again because my wife and I do talk about the lottery. You're not just a sponsor. She plays. It's fun. We have a good time, the whole deal. But she said to me, she used the exact same terminology I used last week, I will have you know, about the big air machines that had the balls and the suction device that pulled the ball out, that you had to turn them 6 and an 8 or a 9. You had to look at it, see if it was a 0 or what it was, right? She also said to me, they don't do that anymore. She said that this week, and I'm like, well, they just stopped last week, so it's good that you would ask about this, but I want to give you a little bit more oxygen to talk about that, because I bet this young lady that you ran into that worked for the lottery a bunch of years ago doesn't know about this. Give me the term, computer-generated. The thing that we see when we're at Costas and look up when you're playing Keno, right? Like, literally, right. It's randomly generated, right?
There you go. Random number generator, RNG.
All right.
And this is a system that's been in place for several years. We've been using it in Maryland since we launched Keno back in the early 90s. So it's not a new technology. And today there are over 30 lotteries in the United States and Canada that use RNG to generate the daily numbers. And the reality is, as it is in a lot of businesses, that over time, you know, costs and some of the traditional methods tended to increase. And you have to look at more cost-effective ways to do that. And we had a great partner with our television partner, and it's no surprise, WBAL are the folks that we worked with. And it had a great relationship. And it came to a time at the end of that contract that we had to look for ways as a lottery to manage not only our cost base, but you know, what are the things that really work best for us? And over several years, the viewership on television has declined as people went to mobile phones and our app to look at the numbers. They knew the stores post the winning numbers.
In the old days, it was a destination thing, right?
Exactly.
Like literally, if you want, you could watch the number being drawn at 7 o'clock, 7:30, whenever, 7:40, whenever it was in the evening. And I that is interesting that as to how many people play versus how many actually want to watch the draw, right?
Yeah. And I understand from a player's perspective, it is about the integrity, right? I mean, that's really what they're saying is, hey, is it on the, here we go, Nestor, is it on the up and up?
Thank you. That's a reference to my dad in 2023.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
There you go. And the reality is RNGs are extremely secure. They're extremely reliable, extremely safe. I mean, we've done all the due diligence. When you have more than 30 of 45 lotteries doing something, it's not a fad. You know, it's an established business practice, and it will save us significant dollars in labor, in resources, in out of pocket. And still provide a variety of options and flexibility to players. The games haven't changed. Same games, same odds, same times, same draws. And now they can go to our YouTube channel to actually see a video animation of the same thing. We even created the animation, Nestor. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. We take these machines and graphically depict the same process. So the balls look like they're coming through the tube and there they are on the screen. So it's, you know, from a player's perspective, nothing really changed. They can still get the numbers. They just have to go to a YouTube channel now to view it, or they can look at their phone. They can download the app and get the numbers. And certainly the numbers are on display at retail, but all things considered, it's been a very smooth transition.
Well, everybody's familiar with this, whether you're at an Oriole game, seeing the shell game, you know, on the screen, or whether you go into a casino and you play any number of, you know, video based applications to play. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm going to have some holiday cash drops still left to give away because it's still feels like the holidays. I just ate Panettone a minute ago. So we're going to be at GNA Coney Island Hot Dog doing the crab cake tour with Andy, who has had his business with his family in Highlandtown for a million years. Million Coney Island Hot Dogs on the way out to Memorial Stadium for Colts and Ravens and Orioles games, I should say, back in the 70s, now out in White Marsh. We're looking forward to doing that next Thursday as well. Sports wagering, any updates, things to say? I mean, mobile, that was so 2022, right? It's been here 7 weeks.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But it does feel like, I guess, for the people that are playing, it feels like they waited a long time and the ads are still here, all that's still happening, and fantasy's over now. They had their Super Bowl last weekend, so people can settle in here, and if you want to bet the games this weekend, it's all available here in the great state of Maryland.
Absolutely. The results for the month of December will be available on January 10th. So when we talk next week, I should have the first full month, because remember when we launched in November, they launched on November 23rd. We only had basically 8-9 days of sports wagering in November when we reported the numbers in December. So this will give us a good barometer. Hopefully some of the promotional spend will be more in line. That remains to be seen, but we know going into the march to the Super Bowl, we're still going to see a lot of heavy promotion from the sports books. We're going to see a lot of play from very eager fans who are going to live and die with the Ravens soap opera as that continues for the next several weeks, and we'll see how that plays out. And then there'll be a little lull, I would expect, after Super Bowl, not very long until March Madness heats up again. So we've got a lot of things happening over the next 2-3 months, maybe bring on a couple other new entrants, either on the retail or the mobile side. Right now, we have 7 mobile operators and 9 brick and mortar locations. That may not change before March Madness, but if it does, there may be 1 or 2 added on on either side of the ledger. And then we have a lot of work in 2023. We've got a lot more applicants to get through. And I think the steady climb will be towards next football season in September. So we've got several months to work through and get these other entities licensed and up and running.
John, I've been out, and you know this, with Chris and the folks at Greenmount Station when they came online in Carroll County, did a show out there the day, literally, that they opened with Bet Parks. And this was still bricks and mortar, which is so 10 weeks ago, right? Literally. Run me through what you expect or what you saw in November and maybe into December and into the future. Let's just say there was $1 million bet in September, and that's the wrong number. There's 100 million, whatever it was, that's bet all of it. Had to be, I got in my car, I drove to Live, or I went up to Perryville at Barstool, wherever we had gone at that point, the percentage and how quickly that's going to change to this and to mobile in regard to total handle brought in on any, not just a Sunday, I mean, any given month. I would think that December, the thing would skew even more toward mobile. Am I correct in saying that? And that you're fully expecting it to be a majority mobile handle. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we have the benefit of looking at a number of jurisdictions that have already gone through these cycles. So we're the beneficiaries of knowing what to expect. And you roll back even to November, you know, the first 3 months between November 1st and November 22nd, the brick and mortar locations were having a pretty good month. Since they've been in place for just about a year at that point, it was probably going to be their best month ever. And then once we flipped the switch on November 23rd, you could see the pendulum swing hard and fast to the other direction, to the mobile platform, which is why when we get December's full month, the 1st to the 31st, and both platforms in play, I would expect about almost a 10-to-1 ratio, you know, and then you'd have the vast majority of that spend being on the mobile side to the retail side.
10-to-1. Wow. That's huge.
You know,
right?
it could be, I mean,
it could be 8, but it's not going to be 2.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the reality. And, you know, that will not really determine or be determined by the sports calendar, because, you know, that thing's going to rise and fall. So whether you've got a Super Bowl on the calendar or it's the middle of June and you have nothing on the calendar, you're still going to see that proportion of 9-to-1, 10-to-1 being in play, regardless of what the actual betting options are.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, keeping us informed of all things 50th anniversary, new games, new technology, plus the sports wagering and mobile and all of the licensing and all the other stuff that's going to happen. Your plate's full. Oh, and we've got jackpots of hundreds of millions of dollars too. Is there anything that we haven't got here this week?
Yeah,
you
know what?
A lot of things over there, man.
A couple things just to throw out there. Let's kind of, you know, this last week we snuck in 4 new scratch-offs. So for those of you that are scratch-off players, we have available for us a number of new options at a $20 price point, a $50,000 cash game at a $10 price point, a game called Six Figures, and these are all scratch-offs. At the $5 price point, a game called Cash Money, top prize $50,000. And at the $1 price point, a fun game called Match to Win. So they're the top prize, $1,000. So those are some new scratch-offs that entered in the marketplace just this last week. But, you know, we did wrap up our Ravens promotion. We did finally pick all entrants. So now the next step is for 6 lucky Ravens fans. They will now sit and wait through the playoffs. And we will invite them typically to M&T Bank Stadium at a date to be determined. And one of these lucky 6 will win 20 years of Ravens season tickets. And let me just mention very briefly, we had Angelo Contrino from Millersville, Bernard Lule from Baltimore. And these are 2 of the 6. Ron Mullen from Grafton, West Virginia. I hope he's not wearing his Steelers uniform.
Oh, boy.
That could be trouble. Teresa Bard from Elkton, Maryland. I hope she's not wearing her Eagles jersey. Boy, you know what? We should have qualified this. Thomas Barker from Laurel, Maryland. And last of the 6, Tia Beverly from Baltimore. So one of those lucky 6 will, at a date sometime, we typically do it right after Super Bowl, will win 20 years of season. Where were you 20 years ago?
At the Ravens game.
There you go.
Well, it was 03. We had just won the Super Bowl. things were getting not so good. I think we had drafted Chris Redman at that. Yeah, so we were about to. Kyle Bowler was about to come aboard. So yeah.
Wow. Look how far we've come.
Look at how far we've come. Hey, I'll bring up the Browns. Don't get me started. We're in the playoffs around here. I get one more week. I get to say we're in the playoffs around here.
Yes, you are. Yes, we are.
Oh, Lamar. You know, I don't know. It's football season. And by the way, the tragedy the other night, too, just kind of unbelievable. It's, you know, the on the field thing in football has been so good. And then this happens and we're in sort of that weird point here. It is New Year's and the Ravens tickets look just like this. I still have a handful of these left as well.
They're still good. They're still good. Please hand them out, because even though we finish up our second chance drawings, the game is still viable. And thank you for letting me make that information known. Don't give up on it just because the second chance contest is over. You still have cash prizes on the $2 ticket up to $20,000 and on the $5 ticket up to $100,000. So many cash prizes still available.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we give a bunch of those away. We're going to be out at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. Come get the leftovers and win some big dough. We're going to be out in White Marsh. By all means, stop by, get a hot dog if you're in White Marsh, if nothing else. I haven't had one of Andy's hot dogs. Well, I had breakfast at his place the week he opened, but I haven't had a hot dog from Andy since he was in Highlandtown. So we're going to call it the Hot Dog and Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be doing that next Thursday out at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, as well as our friends at Goodwill and Win Donation. John, take care of yourself. I have one more week to get together with you when the Ravens season's still alive, and then we all get nervous on the weekend of wild card activity around here. Hope you have a great week. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks, Nestor.
And good luck to my wife. $800 million. She's in there already, ready to go play. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, Powerball and Mega Millions, and BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us. Happy New Year.